Title: Interpreting the Printed Matter Doctrine in Interparties Review. Content: In IO Engine, LLC v. Inganeco Incorporated No. 2021-1227, 2021-1331, 2021-1332, Federal CIR May 3, 2024. The case addresses the patentability/validity of three patents. In particular, this case discusses the application of the printed matter doctrine during inter-parties review, the treatment of newly introduced claim constructions on appeal, and the PTAB's anticipation and obviousness determinations. Background: Inganeco Incorporated filed petitions seeking inter-parties review of U.S. patent numbers 8,539,047, 9,059,969, and 9,774,703. The PTAB instituted review of all three patents and concluded that claims 1-21, 23-25, and 27-28 of the 047 patent, 1-2, 4-8, 13-16, 19-21, 24-25, and 27-29 of the 969 patent, and 55, 57-63, 67-72, 74, 77-78, 81-87, 89, 92-98, 100, 103-104, 106-112, 116-121, 123, and 126-129 of the 703 patent were unpatentable. IO Engine, LLC appealed all three PTAB decisions, challenging the PTAB's application of the printed matter doctrine, as well as its anticipation and obviousness analysis. Issues: whether a proposed claim construction is forfeited if not presented initially during IPR. Whether the PTAB erred in making its anticipation determinations. Whether the PTAB erred in the application of the printed matter doctrine. Whether the PTAB erred in making its obviousness determinations. Holdings: IO Engine forfeited its proposed claim construction by not presenting it to the PTAB during IPR. The Federal Circuit affirmed the PTAB's determinations as to all claims, except 4 and 7 of the 969 patent and 61-62 and 110-111 of the 703 patent. The PTAB erred in applying the printed matter doctrine because the claim terms at issue are not directed to printed matter. The Federal Circuit affirmed the PTAB's obviousness determinations. Reasoning: in relation to IO Engine's introduction of a new claim construction on appeal, the Federal Circuit noted that they retain case-by-case discretion whether to apply waiver, but they have routinely held that a party waives an argument that it failed to present to the PTAB, because it deprives the court of the benefit of the PTAB's informed judgment. IO Engine argued that the proposed construction, which they introduced for the first time to the Federal Circuit, embodied, i.e., the same concepts as the construction presented to the PTAB. However, the Federal Circuit disagreed, reasoning that R. acquiring a terminal to take responsive action differs meaningfully from requiring either the terminal or the portable device to take responsive action. As such, the Federal Circuit found that IO Engine forfeited its proposed claim construction by failing to introduce it during IPR. In relation to the PTAB's anticipation determinations, IO Engine argued that the PTAB erred in concluding that a prior art reference anticipated certain challenged claims in the challenged patents. First, IO Engine argued that the reference failed to disclose an interactive user interface even under the PTAB's construction, and that the reference's disclosure of pressing a number on a separate keypad involves no interaction with the interface elements. And second, IO Engine argued that the reference failed to disclose second program code providing a communications node on the terminal and third program code providing a communications node on the portable device. However, the Federal Circuit found these arguments to be unpersuasive, citing both the petitioner's expert testimony and the challenged patent's own written description. Accordingly, the Federal Circuit held that there was substantial evidence to find that the challenged patents were anticipated, and thus, the PTAB did not err in finding them invalid. In relation to the PTAB's application of the printed matter doctrine, IO Engine argued that the PTAB incorrectly applied the printed matter doctrine to accord no patentable weight to certain claim limitations that recite encrypted communications and program code. The Federal Circuit starts their analysis by noting that they have long recognized that certain printed matter falls outside the scope of patentable subject matter under U.S. patent law, further stating printed matter historically referred to claim elements involving actual printed material. Today, the doctrine has expanded to include any information claimed for its communicative content, regardless of medium. The Federal Circuit explained that a